David Pogue claims some success in his campaign to eliminate mobile minutes munching voicemail instructions like this one.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up, or for delivery options, press pound.
This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. For the past few weeks, New York Times technology columnist David Pogue has been urging readers to complain to Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, and AT&T about voicemail instructions that consumers hear when they leave messages or retrieve their own. Pogue says messages are strictly about racking up extra airtime profits and says carriers make hundreds of millions of dollars per year by making people listen to the roughly 15-second messages.
It drives me crazy that they're wasting not just my money, but my time. I calculated that if you leave a message or check your own voicemail a couple times a day, that's over 3 hours a year where you're held hostage to their stupid 15-second messages, just listening to instructions that you've heard 1,000 times before. And for some reason, that just galls me more than anything. It's not just money, it's my time, and they don't even give me the option to turn it off. And the second reason is, it's always bothered me. It's always bothered a lot of people. But I heard a cell phone executive at a conference admitting to me that the thing was put in place exclusively to run up our airtime, to use up our minutes.
An executive actually admitted to you that this is just a ploy to run up minutes? I mean, that's fairly amazing. What, did you ply him with a couple of martinis or what?
No, I was speaking at an international cellular convention in Switzerland, if you can believe it, and there were representatives from 200 cell phone companies around the world, and they didn't know who I was or why I was asking. I mean, everyone who complains to Verizon, for example, is getting a canned customer service email back that says, in essence, we put that message on because there are still people who don't know that they can begin speaking at the tone. Are you kidding me? We have had that convention for, what, 40 years? I mean, if you don't know that that's what the beep means, you shouldn't have a telephone. It's that simple.
How has your campaign worked out so far?
I didn't know if it would have any effect at all. I knew it would have a big reaction among the public and the readers, and it did. I mean, we're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of emails and blogs. Something like 28,000 blogs have taken up the cause, including some big ones. And each carrier, I told each carrier that I was going to be doing this, and I asked them for the best web page or email address to supply to my readers for channeling their complaints. And those forums have been completely filled. So basically, I've heard from 3 out of the 4 carriers now. The most promising results came from AT&T. It's only been a couple of weeks, but AT&T said, wow, we had no idea people were this upset about it. Thank you so much for bringing us to attention. Quote, we are going to be making some changes.
David Pogue of the New York Times. To learn more about how wireless companies are responding to Pogue's Take Back the Beep campaign, visit nytimes.com/Pogue. What wireless outrage might Pogue target next? Tune in tomorrow for part 2 of our interview. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.